Well, even for those who have wanted to get faulty Takata airbags replaced, it's not necessarily been easy. Here's a case in point. Tasmanian woman Kayleen Hansard. She got a letter in May about an urgent safety recall for the passenger side front airbag in her 2005 Subaru Impreza, but she's only recently managed to get the work done. Felicity Ogilvy caught up with Kayleen Hansard at her local Subaru workshop to find out more.
On the 14th of May, I received another letter to say I had to have my airbag replaced because it was dangerous and it could splinter and actually kill me.
We're sitting in your Impreza at the moment. How do you feel as you drive this car at the moment?
Very protective. Watching out for everyone I pass, doing defensive driving, because apparently if someone hits me or if I hit a pole, or even if I ran into the car that's parked in front of me, the danger is the airbag puffs out, which is great because that's what it's there for, but it splinters and the splinters can potentially kill me. So I feel very nervous driving the car at all, yes.
And what do you think about the fact that you've had to wait almost 5 months for the replacement?
I think it's ridiculously long. I'd be happy to drive to Launceston if they'd told me I could have it done the next week or something. But this is the only place I was told that I could have my Subaru done, was Performance Automobiles in the city. So we needed other outlets to be authorised to fit them, obviously, but that didn't happen. It's too long. It was too long.
Have you been told why you had to wait so long?
They did tell me originally that they had to get the airbags.
And what is it like for you as you see the stories on the TV about different people who've been killed by their airbags?
Oh, extremely scary. And, of course, I don't want to drive the car. So when you live out in the countryside, it's a little bit annoying because there's no bus. I'd catch a bus if I had a bus, but there's no bus. So a lot of times I do think I won't go anywhere because I won't take this car if I can get another car. I care about my personal safety, and I do have children in the car at times as well, and so my grandchildren, so I'm thinking, should I be actually driving them around? So I drive extra slowly and really do defensive driving, watch what people are doing all around me. So, yeah, I don't want to do it any longer. This is long enough.
And how you feel today after you finally get the airbag replaced?
Very relieved. It'll be a big relief to not have to think about when I can drive the car and if I should be driving the car. A great relief, yes.
Tasmanian woman Kayleen Hansard with our reporter Felicity Ogilvy.